Aircheckdownloads.com.
Eric Carmen and Make Me Lose Control climbs a notch to number 4 this week. That's the same position where Eric's last hit, Hungry Eyes, peaked. This is AT40. I'm Casey. Here's a bit of odd yet interesting trivia. Recently, a number of acts have been hitting number 1 with the 4th single from their albums, after the first 3 singles didn't hit number 1. Usually, an act might hit number 1 with their first single from an album, then the follow-ups aren't so strong. But that hasn't been the case for Miami Sound Machine, hitting number 1 with the 4th hit from their album, Let It Loose, or Debbie Gibson with the 4th hit from her album, Out of the Blue, or the group Exposé, who did it too, and the singer and songwriter at number 3 this week. The first 3 hits from his debut album were big, but didn't hit number 1. The 4th did. The album is named for the artist, and that's Richard Marx. His recent number 1 song is Hold On to the Nights, now at number 3 in our countdown. Richard Marx, down a notch with a recent number 1, Hold On to the Nights, now at number 3. Up next, the 2 most popular songs in the USA.
The hits from coast to coast, American Top 40.
The numbers get smaller, the hits get bigger. And here's the top newcomer in the countdown this week, a 4-man English band who formed in London 3 years ago. They've taken their first Top 40 hit to number 2. The band is Breathe, and their song is Hands to Heaven.
As I watch you move.
Breathe, reaching skyward on the chart with their first hit, Hands to Heaven, up a notch to number 2. You're listening to American Top 40, the biggest hits on the official Billboard chart. I'm Casey. Well, now we're set to hear the number 1 song in the USA, but before we do, let's check out the tops of Billboard's other charts. Number 1 on the album chart is Appetite for Destruction by Guns N' Roses. Number 1 on the country chart is Baby Blue by George Strait. Number 1 on the dance chart is K-I-S-S-I-N-G by Syeda Garrett. Number 1 on the black singles chart is Off on Your Own, Girl by Al B. Shore. And on the pop singles chart, the number 1 song is by a legendary English singer, songwriter, and musician who says that his song is an homage to some of his original inspirations, the sounds of Memphis Soul and Motown in the 60s, a sound he's recharged for the 80s and has taken to the top. For a second week in a row, the most popular song in America is by Steve Winwood. Number 1 is Roll With It. With it, Steve Winwood rolling for a second week in a row at number 1. It's his second number 1 song. His first in 1986 was Higher Love. And that's it. The 40 most popular records in America, straight from the official Billboard chart for the week ending August 6, 1988. American Top 40, created by Casey Kasem and Don Bastani in conjunction with Tom Rounds and ABC Watermark, is produced in Hollywood by ABC Watermark. Our mailing address is American Top 40, Post Office Box 2000, Hollywood, California. Zip code 90028. Our executive producer is Tom Cuddy. Executive in charge of production, Rod West, with Matt Wilson, Daryl Morton, Tracy Pearson, Dana Schwartzwalder, Ann Stroiker, Allison Pipitone, Gonzalo Venezia, Michael Sullivan, Mike Williams, David Cohen, Stu Jacobs, and Don O'Connor. My name's Casey Kasem. Till next time, keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
AirCheckDownloads.com.